We're here at the 85th National FFA Convention, where our 2012-2013 National Officer Team has just been announced. With us, we have the new National FFA Secretary, Ms. Kaylee Hall from the state of Georgia. Kaylee, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your FFA experience?
I am from the Franklin County FFA chapter in Carnesville, Georgia, up in the northeast part of the state. I began my FFA career as a sixth grade agricultural education student in Mr. Watkins' sixth grade agri-science class there, and continued all the way through high school. My SAE was raising and selling and breeding market swine and breeding gilts and raising some commercial cattle and conducting agri-science projects related to those production experiences, and I just feel so blessed to have been able to be part of teams and be poured into by some really incredible people.
Now, running for national office and then actually becoming a national officer is no small commitment. What was the point in your FFA career where you decided, this is something I want to do, this is something that I feel I have the desire to serve as?
When I served as a state officer in Georgia, I had the opportunity to travel to a lot of different chapters and see what FFA looks like at the local level with those students, with those advisors. What does it look like in the local chapter? And had the opportunity to meet some students and to build relationships. And that just felt so impactful. I knew that I wanted to be able to do that for the rest of my life, no matter what form that actually took. And then I discovered that national officers have an incredible opportunity to do that. And so I'm really excited about the chance to build relationships this year.
Now, the past few months of preparation are a huge amount of commitment and a lot of hard work on your part. But there's also this part of the support team that you have behind you. Who's been involved in this this process?
I would say this process began when I began my career as an agricultural education student. So certainly my advisors, Ms. Krista Steinkamp, Mr. Gary Minyard, Mr. Kel Watkins, and Mr. Owen Thomason have all been involved, as well as the state staff back in Georgia, Mr. Ben Lastly, Ms. Hope Carter, Mr. Chip Bridges, and the support staff and area teachers, as well as my parents, Kent and Jill Hall, and my little sister, Cassie. And so I've had just a wonderful support team that has really encouraged me and helped me to stay grounded and just remember what the motivation is behind running for national office.
Now, in the arena when you were just elected, there were more than 56,000 FFA members, and I'm sure a lot of them have walked away inspired and empowered to go back to their chapters and communities and make them stronger. What message do you hope to impart on FFA members during your year, and what do you hope that they're able to go back and take back to their communities and make their chapters and their personal growth stronger?
I hope that this year that I have the opportunity to share hope with students and with advisors, with parents, with stakeholders, whoever I have the opportunity to come in contact with. And that hope is that FFA has something for everyone to become involved with and to grow through, and then to be able to grow others. And so I look forward to challenging students to not only grow themselves, but how can they use the ways that other people have invested in them to grow others and to reproduce that.
So when you're looking back and you're at the 86th National FFA Convention, you have time to reflect on your year. What is it that you hope you can say that you've accomplished?
I hope that I can say that I have been present every place that I have been, in every conversation with each person, and that they have felt that I would not want to be anywhere else, but have been completely engaged in every opportunity that I have in the next year.
And so at the 86th National FFA Convention, you'll be able to understand the position that the national officer candidates are sitting in, waiting during that last session while the agenda is run through for the chance to hear, has my name been called or am I going to serve in a different capacity? What emotions and feelings did you have waiting in the stands to hear if your name was going to be selected as a member of this team?
As the session continued, it certainly began to be more anxious and overwhelming, but I just really had a peace this whole process that I know came straight from God, and my family just helped me to remember that I had been able to work and to prepare, but that ultimately whatever happened was going to happen for a reason, and that I was going to be able to impact people no matter what happened. And so that really just gave me a source of comfort through the whole situation.
And is there any final message you'd like to leave with us today?
I would like to say thank you once again to those people who have supported me, and thank you to FFA members who inspire me and are the motivation, and I look forward to meeting you this year.
From the 85th National FFA Convention, that's your newly elected 2012-2013 National Secretary, Ms. Kaylee Hall from the state of Georgia.